This is part one of this podcast. What's happening, people? Thank you for listening to the Three Shots Tequila podcast. We hope you enjoy the episode. If you are on Spotify, leave comments, partake in our polls, and tell a friend to tell a friend. If you're also listening on Apple Podcasts or Amazon Music, we appreciate you also. Keep streaming. Just so everyone knows, this podcast drops every Friday. The YouTube drops every Tuesday. With that being said, follow us on the socials and enjoy the episode. Is it recording?
Yeah.
We'll just cut it out.
But because this will get out something.
You know what? you're like, woo, jokes in it. Just fucking with you. I was just fucking with you, right? Oh, listen, we got bear jokes in it. I know you're listening, babes. I love you. I love you.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser fucking Blatch.
That's the East London. It's the East London, bro.
But we're rolling already.
Might as well.
Yeah, we can start still. All right, what's happening, people? Welcome to another episode of the Three Shots Tequila podcast. Myself, Marvin Abbey. Who else we got in the studio?
Mr. Taser Black.
Well, there's no Mr. Exposed. We've got two special guests. Shout out to the bros. Do you know your names, where you're from, bro?
Thank you for having us, man.
Fire.
Facts only. Podcast to the world and back.
Big up, man.
Me, myself, kid. I don't even do introductions anymore, but I feel like we're on a very big platform. I'm not even doing no pauses today. I'm going to try and be very sophisticated.
Yeah, of course.
Because this is a different audience that we're stretching over to.
Trinks has already done fire already. He's on a fire and a pause already.
Yeah, I can't help it, though. I live in the environment. I blow-dried my hair on my snap today. A man fired me. Man paused me.
I video blow-drying your hair?
Yeah. Said my eyes look a bit dreamy.
Why is he looking at your eyes, bro?
I don't know, but it's just the environment I've created for myself.
Hey. Your eyes look a bit dreamy.
Hey, that reminds
that
me.
Is crazy.
He tapped that and pressed send, you know?
Exactly.
That's mad.
There's one video, I don't know if you see it, what's that brother's name? Is it D-Ray? Not D-Ray. The brother with the do-rag, the fat brother, he's got glasses and he wears those, and the music goes...
Oh, Juicy?
No. All right, let me play this thing anyway. But,
I know who he's talking about. I don't know his name, though.
You know what I'm talking about, innit? And the music always comes on like... Dun.
Comes from an angle.
And it's like, what are you trying to get into?
I ain't seen it.
All right, cool.
You've definitely seen the U, though.
But there's this video, yeah. When I... Oh, please let me find this video, man. Jesus.
I was trying to fill the gap.
No, don't worry, that gap we deleted.
I'm saying we're on a different platform today, bro. This is big business, bro.
This is the thing. So imagine this is your brethren.
Who's brethren?
Hey, come over.
What's it?
Come over.
I know this.
Why can I hear it so clearly? What is this? What's going on?
It's in the road.
You got a girlfriend that can pull up with you? No, for my man. Big levels, man.
I'm saying, we're slacking, man. We need Brent to leave our studio.
That kid is killing me, bro. I'm just going to play this thing, bro.
Sorry. That was crazy.
But yeah, you got a girlfriend that can pull up with you? No, for my man's over here. Yeah, he look good. Okay. Yeah, he funny too.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, funny, look good.
Uh-huh.
And his lips is succulent. he got succulent lips. Cute as fuck. Cute as shit.
Oh, no, I do know what this is. I do.
Type that when you look at
him. Can I ask you a question? Please.
You just know he can keep you warm.
So if you...
every time you go to sleep at night without him, you just feel empty.
You can stop it now, bro.
I think that's a bit peculiar. The moment of timing.
Just giving you hugs.
Bro, you can stop the video, bro.
You want a complete silence as well.
God, he's still going.
This man's got a backdrop to his question.
I was going to say, if you went on a double link, yeah? With your boy, two girls, whatever, yeah. And then the girl basically said, "Oh, what your boy said about you was right." And he goes, "Oh, what did he say?" And then he said, "Yo, he said you had succulent lips." Would you not look at your boy in that way? Like,
100%. You have to.
What?
What do you mean? What are you telling girl I got succulent lips for?
That's crazy.
That should be coming from you. Send her a picture, man.
It wouldn't come from me, bro.
I'm just saying.
It can never come from me. It can never. What? Sucking the lips.
Yeah, that sounds a bit ulterior motive-ish.
A bit too descriptive. It means you've been you've seen a man's lips in a rave and been dancing and said, wow, those are succulent. And you just kept on dancing.
He's adding context. He's adding context. Yeah, yeah.
No, but it's true, though.
Now you're in an alphabet dance.
No. What's an alphabet dance? That's a dance. But you've seen my lips and said, yo, brazy lips. No, and then kept on doing, but kept on rapping Meek Mills.
So you come here often?
I used to play with times like this, to rap like this.
Brazy lips. Man, said, yo. Brazy lips, you know.
Hold on, wait a minute. Yeah, fine, that was finished.
That's crazy.
you got a question his movements after that, man. Because for him to be comfortable telling a gal that.
Now, why is a girl telling you that?
Convo.
So who else is telling?
Keep it to yourself, man.
I shouldn't keep it to... I don't understand. You see, when girls share info, I don't blame them, you know. You see, like if a girl told me something about you, I don't blame the girl for sharing it. I blame you for telling her.
I blame both. Two things can be right at the same time.
Which is fine, but I'm not...
How can you not blame the person doing a chatty
party? Yeah, but what if I'm sharing it in confidence?
Exactly.
You still your bed. You weren't confident. Your confidence wasn't confident enough.
If you tell someone something sacred to you and they tell them, you're not pissed off at them.
Don't mind.
No. See, you missed my point. I said a gyal on a date. What I said. The key point I made is I'm not going to be angry at the girl. I'm
going to
be angry at you.
Taser loves a moving goalpost.
How am I moving the goalpost?
That's the same. It is.
It's not the same thing because I wouldn't tell. I wouldn't share something sacred with a random girl. Is my point.
Yeah.
So anything you share with a person, you're willing to let that get out, basically.
If it's not sacred, I don't care. As I shared it on purpose. I shared it with the intent of telling you. But if you share it, is what it is.
you won't be upset with that person.
No, because there's certain thing. I might look at the person a certain way, and I won't share information moving forward. But there's certain people that I don't expect you to tell me everything you tell Chinks. But if you did, and it came out. And Chinks looked at you like, why are you telling Taze? He has every right to say that.
It's your own fault, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Truly. That's what I'm saying.
I don't tell no one stuff.
They were both at fault. That's what I think. Because I told you, why are you telling someone else?
Yeah, but I don't expect someone who's... Like, obviously, I don't know this person, so I wouldn't share sacred info with them. But if someone is letting me know that they're a leaky tap, I'm not going to be mad that they're a leaky tap, is what I'm saying.
And if you're being accountable, it's your own fault.
Yeah, really. I'm the one I told you.
No, I'm just saying two things can be right at the same time. So I'm saying, yes, you are a chief for telling this person.
But are you a chief for telling me?
Yes, I'm saying.
So you're both chiefs then.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying both. You're saying...
No, you as the chief that sharing the info.
And you started this whole episode of chiefness.
You don't get what I'm saying. I said both of you are chiefs.
Who? The person you told or the person who told you?
Both. Yeah, but he can call me a chief, but you can't because you're a chief.
I don't know which person I am in this scenario.
Yeah, no, but if you tell me something and I tell someone and you turn around and call me a chief, you're a chief as well, so you can't call me that.
Yeah, but what if he's telling you something about him?
If you're my brethren or someone that I'm cool with, why is it going somewhere else?
But that's the key point I just made. You said, like, I'm moving the goalpost.
No, you said first date.
That's a girl.
Yeah, but why would you tell a girl you've met on the first date? I'm talking about you telling people, someone in general that you confide in. Not a first date. Why would you go on a first date with a girl and say, yo, you see me? Is what I'm saying mad?
Like,
but how can you not get mad at the other person?
No, but wait. So, man don't pillow talk, no?
On the first date.
So, what are we doing then?
On the first date.
But pillow talk in general. I don't care if you press
You can't say general because we need to specify the terms and conditions of this chatty patty.
No, because I don't care if you slept with her a couple times as well. Don't tell her my business. So, it doesn't matter.
No, but you use first date. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, but I'm saying, even if you've been sleeping with the girl, don't tell her my business. Tell her your business.
100%.
Mm. Don't tell her my business. And if I now find out, of course you're a chief.
Yeah, but then she's a chief as well.
I don't care about her. That's what I'm saying.
Whether you care about her or not, the universe is... She's a chief. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but in the grand scheme of things.
Initial chief.
Do you remember Cheaters? When Corey Guns was on it.
Yeah.
And it was like, hey, but
Peter Guns, Peter Guns.
Peter Guns, sorry. Like, oh, but you cheated too. You can't do that. No, you can't call the kettle black.
No, you definitely can.
No, it's not.
I'm cheating and a serial cheater pulled up on me with a camera crew.
That can't run.
Nah. But even the black brother was like, wait.
You.
Exactly. You too.
So you told me information which you shouldn't have if you wanted it kept in confidence, and I've told someone else. So at the universe, everyone else can call me chief, but you can't because you're the initial chief. You started this whole episode of chief.
No, that's not true, though.
It's true.
But moving forward, I'm not sharing information with that person again.
I'm a kid with this one still, can't lie. that I feel like, yes, the initial person who said the information is the chief, because why are you telling people? But at the same time, that's like someone saying, you being vulnerable with someone is an issue.
Exactly.
Because I've been vulnerable with this person, with this information. At the end of the day, it should be for that person to say, don't tell me, man.
What's your assessment for vulnerability then? When is the right time to start sharing information?
For me, never.
Exactly.
But that's because I'm that kind of person.
So stop arguing the point that you don't live by.
No, you can't say that.
That's not how life works.
Remember, because it's a podcast, number one. This is not me doing this.
No, but you're still adding your stubbornness to the point, though.
You know what I mean?
It's a discussion. Do you know what I'm saying? So you have to play devil's advocate and speak about certain things.
Yeah, but okay.
But cool. I can't just be like, all right, cool. I wouldn't do it, so I can't talk about it.
Yeah, exactly.
No, that's not how it should be, though. But I'm saying, still be open-minded for the chief. You're not being open-minded for the chief, is what I'm saying.
Mm. I haven't been open-minded for the
chief.
I said both are wrong.
No, but you're not the person who
you're not being open-minded for the chief because you're saying that one person's wrong. No, so you're not being open-minded.
We're saying the person who shared the info is a chief as well.
No, I
said biggest chief.
Wait, hold on.
You're saying the biggest chief.
I said as well. You didn't say as well.
You're saying the biggest chief.
No, he didn't say biggest chief. He said that person the chief. Though.
I said the person the chief for sharing the info. Yeah. But you can't be mad at the person for sharing the info.
Cool. But exactly. I'm saying both are chiefs because both have shared info.
We're not saying they're not chiefs. We're saying you can't call them a chief. That's what he said. He said the universe can call him a chief. You can't call him a chief.
I said the universe can.
No, he said it. He said it.
No, but if
he said
you share information with me and I share it with someone else, you can't call me a chief.
Yeah, he said the universe can.
And I can't really call you a chief, but everybody else can.
No, he said that. That's what I'm saying. Everybody
Who used the word universe, please?
You used it initially. You did.
But he used it against you. So I'm arguing his point, not your point.
But he can still say he's a chief, though.
Brother.
He said he's not a chief, though. Is what I'm saying.
He didn't say that.
Brother.
Wait, what are we doing here?
He said they're both chiefs.
Yeah, but I'm saying, who's the chief? The person who shared the info, the person who shared the info.
Both.
Yeah, but you, yeah, if
you're,
if you're external to it, Mark.
No.
Yeah, but if you're the person who first shared the information, you're a chief, so you can't call me a chief.
I'm not agreeing with that.
So imagine if Chink said, I don't like Taser, you know, to Kid, yeah? And then Kid's like, I said to Kid, I'll come on the pod, whatever. And then Kid's like, I would, yeah, but you know what, it's a bit of politics and all that. I don't think Chinks really likes Taser, like, whatever. Then now I go and tell Taser, hey, Chink don't like you. Is he the chief for telling me?
I'm an idiot.
You're not, because that's your boy.
What? I'm an idiot.
So you don't discuss stuff with kids, for example, that's like...
Not stuff that I don't want other people to know.
So anything you tell someone, you don't mind anyone finding out?
Yeah, because I'm very secretive about my life. I don't tell people about like important stuff that I don't want to get out. That's kind of
gallish. There might be stuff you do in confidence that you know I'm not going to say anyway.
Like, give me an example.
I know, I don't think you can, because then that'll be...
Give me an example.
Like where you live, maybe.
Yeah, but you know, because you picked me up.
Yeah, but are you going to make anyone pick you up?
Near enough, because where I live is kind of hidden. I don't live on the main road. And there's cameras as well.
Oh, so are you saying that he only has your address because he picks you up? Not because he's your brethren?
But I have family who don't know where I live.
If they asked, you wouldn't share?
Depending on who they are, if they're just going to pop up.
This is what I'm saying. This is my point, though. So the stuff that you trust in confidence with me, that you probably just don't know you're doing it.
But if someone came and robbed my yard now, I'd never blame you. I'd blame me. Because let's move it from this analogy. So if I gave you money and you robbed me, I can't call you a chief. I'm the chief. Do you get what I'm saying? So if I give you information, you give it to someone else.
I don't agree with that because that's like Taser. He's like, if me and Taser are cool, like we're cool, and Taser said to me, yo, Marv, I need some pee, and I give Taser money, and he robs me. I can't be the chief because relationship we have, me and Taser are cool. I didn't think you'd do that to me.
Yeah, you can't.
If it's a dude I don't know, a random dude that I've just befriended, like because of someone else, and I'm like, you asked me for money. That's different. I don't know this guy's background. I don't know him from nowhere. I'm giving money blindly. But if I'm giving money to someone I know, and they rob me, I can't be the chief because I done it out of love for my man because we're cool.
But that goes back to my point with the sharing information. So how you wouldn't share, give money to a random person is the same way I feel like you should treat your information.
True.
Is what I'm saying.
100%, but I'm saying, but if that said person that you thought was calm, like maybe Clem or Shorty or David, and they spoke to someone, a girl about it.
They're a chief.
Yeah, they're a chief.
Yeah.
But the girl
is a
chief.
And the girl is a chief for sharing it as well.
That's my point. That's all I was trying to say.
That's what I've been saying.
Oh, okay, cool.
I still think the initial person's
chief,
though.
I still think I'm a chief, though.
Yeah, because if it was really information,
like I said,
if
the point was made.
If your brethren, that's cool.
No, but the point we made was I'm still a chief. Maybe it's not you to tell me I'm a chief, but I'm still a chief in the scenario. Mm-hmm. Yes, I fought my bridging. Clearly, my bridging wasn't my bridging, is what I'm saying. I'll charge it, but I'm by definition, I'm still a chief.
God, Jesus is God's son, innit? He's the guy, he's the plug. He can get you anything you need. He runs things, you get what I'm saying? And people stabbed him in the back. So if he can still get stabbed in the back, what makes you think that everybody has a loyalty to you and won't stab you in your back?
It's true. The ask Taze. I don't tell no one. There's better time Taze said stuff to me. I'm like, brother, like, I don't tell no one nothing.
Mm. You don't tell no one nothing.
If you find that, you find that because you see me out. Like, even the babes, if I'm linking the babes, you won't know until you see me out or she makes it bait in the rave. You know, when girls come up to you and they're just like in your face, you're thinking, you are making this.
Get someone.
So, babe, and the problem, man.
The issue I have here is that I'm learning. Like, one of them things that I've learned, obviously, Marv showed me time ago, but I didn't experience it myself until I did. So, there's certain man that you would say will withhold your information until your information overlaps with another brother that they've raped. Now, all of a sudden, they got to pick and choose.
It's your loyalty.
And also, sometimes, not even a loyalty thing, it's a...
They might just rate the don.
It's a flex. No, it's a flex thing. Because sometimes you can be like, you can be in a rave. Sorry, I beg you, put that bottle down for a second, please. I don't know if it's going to...
Block you.
Yeah, block you on the clip. If, safe man, if you might be in like no behaviour in Birmingham and there's a buff thing, for example. Chink says, right, that thing's buff. You might be like, I'm off chop that still.
Yeah.
Like, do you know that man would do like, that sometimes? Like, yeah, but sometimes man do that because, like, I know the brother's chopped and, it's like, bro, please don't use me.
I don't like that.
Like, allow me. But guys would do that just to, like, appear like, yo, like, I know someone who, or my brethren,
or
and that's what they kind of, like, what's the word I'm looking for? They bait you up, like, subconsciously. It's consciously,
you know,
but it's not.
I think that boils down to, social media now. People bringing social media to life. It's like, for example, me taking a picture, me and you used to speak on Instagram before we even follow each other, whatever, of different conversations. But me taking a picture of you now and then tagging you or whatever, saying, yo, look, I know Taze Black now. It's kind of the same thing what you're saying. Do you know what I'm saying?
One dude did that, and then one time.
Yeah, but I don't take pictures like that.
He came to my gym with my boy. So obviously, I've seen him with my boy. So I'm like, oh, okay, cool. It's like me and you, every time we see each other, it's love, whatever, cool. And then I see you out with Chinks, and it's like, oh, okay, cool. Because of you, I'm going to show him love. And then he tries to move to my ex. And now, my ex now has a problem because she's like, well, you know Taze. Mm. And he's over there like, I don't fucking know Taze.
Right, that happened to me one time still, but one sweet thing. New Year's Eve, years ago, I was outside Club 10, bro. I took a couple men were there. My cousin was there, a couple of men. They were like, oh, like, come and take a picture. And them days, I didn't really care. Man took the picture. Man's like, anyway, the picture was a banging picture. So I posted it on my gram now. The girl I was chatting to just went cold. I'm like, what's wrong with this girl? I'm like, what's going on, babe? Like, you've been a bit cold. She's going, oh, yeah, but like, I used to see one of your boys. I said, oh, who, which one? She said, oh, this one. I said, no, I don't know him. I don't know him. She goes, no, but you're in a picture with him.
So?
I'm like, no, I'm telling you, like, please believe me.
I don't know this, please.
She's like, nah. You would say that. You're just saying that. Oh, he's in your picture.
Sober.
From that day, I said, if I don't know the Don, you can't be in my picture, bro.
Does that also mean you weren't wavy enough?
Yeah,
at the time.
He didn't outrank him.
Yeah.
No, because you know there's a certain girl. That
hurt. Yeah, he didn't like that.
I didn't like that.
No, the reason why I said that.
Do you know what it is? I think of the case with her, I think it's like
morals.
It's not even moral sometimes.
Deep.
No, do you know it's with certain girls here sometimes? It's
Wait, did you get to chop it?
Of course he did it. Look how angry he is.
No, listen. If I'm lying, I'm dying. I did.
Okay.
But that's not the point. That was years later, by the way.
Mm.
But my point is, sometimes with girls, it's like...
Until your rank went up a little piece.
No, the correct... With certain girls, in their head, yeah, they see it as like this. They can't beat two brothers in the same circle.
What girls?
I was going to say correct girls, but I don't judge. But some girls, because they see it like, if I come out and then you're with... And I've beat both of you, head's hot. You know what I mean? Have you been there before when a girl's chopped two of you, but not knowing you know each other? Get to the rave, you can see our mind is doing
That's, you know, a, like, that's the raven.
Algebra thing. Yeah. Like, she's thinking, how did these men know each other? Certain girls will just brush it off and be like, yo, what's good? Yeah. But other girls are like,
I think they might all initially start off like that, but really they don't care, man.
You think so?
Majority for me is girls from South. Because I'm not from South.
Yeah.
So when they figure out who I know from South, it's like, ah.
What are you saying? The South girls are a bit.
No, it's just because I'm from North.
Okay, no, no, I just didn't know. We're just trying to make it.
No. What's it do?
What are you going with it?
A lie?
No, because
you go to East, I'm just like, nah, I'd use my location,
innit? It'd be the same thing in East, though, because East get alone. They're more give front to man, not from or any part. West is my field. West for me personally.
Yeah, but you're not from West.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
So get a little more free.
Yeah, his point makes sense. If you're not from the ends, They're more.
No, but it's a colorism thing. Man was like,
colorism. Because there ain't really no gal in East.
Wow.
No, I'm joking. I'm at school in East. Big up East, man. Wow. But back to your initial analysis. So if
that's too funny.
If kid knows I'm a gal clown,
yeah,
and he sees me talking to a gal, and he goes, "Oh yeah, Marv beat that." What if it's for my own benefit? Because I like to meet gal and treat them like queen initially when they don't deserve it.
Yeah, but you can.
You just say someone.
Yeah,
I know a man. It doesn't say the name.
Or just say, I know a few men she chops.
The ranking changes with certain people. Like, it's about the ranking earlier.
Just stop saying my name. But I don't like you when man say my name. It's
the ranking.
Listen,
changes,
a dude, a brother, somehow found his way into a girl that he was seeing, her phone, yeah, while she was sleeping in his bed. Yeah.
Wow.
He's probably stepped out, gone toilet. He's come back, phone's unlocked. He's thinking, you know what? Let me have a little scroll. Goes in the DM, scrolling, sees a message from my man. Head is hot. Wakes her up. Yo, what's this?
He couldn't even play it cool.
What's this? Why you got DMs from Marvin Abbey? She's like, but I ain't met him yet. He said the combo. The combo's hot like his do-rag. Combo's hot. the guy's angry, bro.
Yeah, that's brazen.
You think raw, like, you're setting pace with my man. Head hot. Dropped her out.
There's certain man, yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. There's certain man
whose names you don't want to see in the DMs.
You don't want to see your girl's DMs. This is sickening. There's certain man that you know. If you open your girl's DM and you see a certain, what's this? You're switching. Even if you don't shout normally, you're shouting, bro.
Yeah, but that's your own.
Don't you dare say insecurities.
No, not insecurity, but your own. Kind of like, there's certain man. See this girl I'm pressing now. There's certain man, if I saw her pressing, I'd be like, I can't even be mad. He's genuinely an upgrade.
I rate your honesty, though. You know, a certain man, yeah.
No, but what Keith said is true, though. Well, not true, sorry, is that a lot of men are insecure, bro. Because the funny thing is, certain man would rather, and that sounds mad, but certain man would rather their girl be a bum than a dude better than them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because imagine now, man. And as a podcast,
yeah,
got like
upgrade, bro.
Under 2,000 subscribers. I look in the DMs, I see Marv. I can't be angry. You're going up the ladder. Do you know what I mean?
I know.
If she's a fan of podcasters.
Yeah. Exactly. She's a fan of podcasters.
If she's not a fan of podcasters, then that's not the angle you use.
And also, that might be even worse for us because I was saying to someone the other day, someone's like, oh, you must get bare girls, bro. I said, nah. You don't understand the spot I'm in. I'm not in a sweet spot. I'm in a spot in between the sweet spot.
No, I don't like the way you're leading with this narrative.
Let's
keep it simple. It's a yes or no question.
No, let me explain.
The man said you get bad.
No, let me
explain. That's a yes or no response.
No, it's not. Do you know what? Let me explain it to you. And the reason why
I say
it
to you.
I know what he's going to say.
His landing
needs to be smooth.
No,
raw.
Smooth.
It's
Concord, bro.
You're in the Gooch area right now.
Hey, whoa. Yo.
I'm not doing it to the
I don't know which way you going. You getting up or down, bro?
Oh my!
Don't kill me. Yeah, that's a
self.
That's facts. Yeah.
So, for example, there's certain man like, for example, Drake or someone like that like Skepta. Like girls ain't thinking about it. If their man DM is done, they don't care. The girl doesn't care. Whatever is happening, I'm there. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think it's like that.
Wait, one second. Or there's certain man that are off the grid. That girls are like, no, I'm gonna find out. I'll do it. Where there's a certain man in that sweet spot where, like, you're known well enough that they know you, but at the same time, I'm not willing to risk it, car.
You might spill the beans.
If someone, he might spill the beans, or if someone sees, it's a bit, I'm in that spot there. So sometimes, because, brother, I'm telling you, I swear, it used to be smoother with girls back then than it was now.
You're never going to get out of that spot then.
And what do you mean by smoother?
As in, like, there was no games because it was more like, I'm just Marvin from the area.
You're only climbing more ladders now.
Welcome to my world. Because like, boom.
So that means you're
this is what lessons. I say about my brethren. Like, I have a brethren, yeah? He's like a model, innit? And like, he's just not... Like, their man there wear leather shirts with nothing underneath. Like, and Converses.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And it's like, when gal meet me, they automatically assume I'm a fuckboy. So there's hurdles I have to jump over to get in the front.
Because of him?
No, but when they meet him, it's like, oh, he's harmless. And he just gets the front off rip. Like, do you get what
I mean?
So now you've got hurdles.
It's girl logic. Girl logic doesn't make sense sometimes.
Yeah, but your hurdle's your fault, though.
And they're only going to get worse.
Yeah.
Because your paranoia is going to get worse.
Yeah, your hurdle's your fault.
My fault.
100%.
Yeah. Because of who I am.
Yeah.
Because of who you are and how you move.
What do you mean?
However you move is what the issue is.
Not really.
Yes, it is.
But we've just spoken on the podcast. I don't tell no one my business.
Yeah. Your people are still worried that their business is going to get up.
Yes, because I do a podcast where I talk about
stuff. Yeah, but if they listen...
The girls are thinking I might be talking about them on the pod.
Okay, but if they listen to the
pod... Is
that what you think it is? No, but exactly.
How many girls said to you, don't speak about me in your podcast?
Not girls I'm sleeping with. It's just girls that will pass.
I wonder why you're sleeping
with. That's not the reason why. I'm saying there's some girls who will come and chat to you and be like, don't chat about me in your pod. Have a nice drink. Have a nice night and I'm off.
But that's
if that's the energy you're on,
though.
Exactly. Because it's like reverse cycle. Why are we talking about the pod? I didn't even mention, I know you know me from the pod. I didn't mention anything about podcast. Why do you think I'm going to talk about you?
It's a bit of audacity because what makes you think you're relevant enough for me to chat about you?
Exactly.
Exactly.
But then there's some where they're like, they just know they're lit. Whatever we get up to, you're not talking about this.
Exactly.
I respect that.
And back to you, Marv. I think you're being disingenuous. You're really telling me you got more front before pudding than our post?
Be honest.
You're a waffler.
No, you know how easy it was.
I swear to you, bro.
No, it's because he's moving more reckless. That's what it is. Now, you're cautious.
So it's his movements?
Yes.
Nah.
Okay. Now you're cautious.
I don't think it's
now
that.
You're thinking, I could be
you have to look within.
Done today.
You have to look within.
I don't think it's that.
I could be done today.
Nah, I don't think that because I never misbehaved. So there's nothing to be done with.
So what is it then?
I'm being serious.
You can't just be the pod.
Do you know what it is? Put it this way. I'm not saying it's just a pod, but even put it this way. How many times has a girl been like, the dude I like, I'm going to make him wait. The dude I don't like, I can fuck him tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, how does that logic work? Because the guy you like more, do you know what I'm saying? If that makes sense. So I'm saying there's sometimes the logic doesn't actually make sense when you break it down sometimes for
I think it does make sense. I think we choose not to apply it because we do the same thing. Man do the same thing, bro.
No, I don't hold Willie from gal I like.
No, no, no. I'm saying you can have a
gal. Give it to a girl I don't like.
You can have a gal at home that you know you cherish and you would probably, certain man wouldn't even do certain things with her.
That's cheating, bro. That's not the same thing, bro. That's not the same thing.
What are we doing here?
What are you? That's cheating.
The fact is certain man would do it is what I'm saying.
No, but that's not the point. We're talking about, I'm not talking about cheating. That's wrong. Whatever you do in a cheating arena is wrong anyway.
No, no. Okay.
Doesn't matter.
No. That's fine. I'm talking about the application of it. The way man think when they approach cheating. It's just a one away. I can dash it and go back to my guilt. Man don't go home with guilt. Is what I'm saying. They just do it and they go home.
No, but you don't get what I'm saying. I get what you're saying.
Girls can do the same in regards to, I don't want to like you. I just want to fuck you and go home. Is what I'm saying. Girls can do it too.
It's a backwards logic though, I reckon.
Like, I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying the way he's making it seem as if girls can't do it. So he's confused by it.
No, I'm trying to say. No, but you don't get what I'm saying. The reason why the point you made didn't land is because you're using an example of being in a relationship and cheating to someone who's not in a relationship and using the same similar mindset. It's like, the reason why he is cheating is because he's taking the piss. And
let's not cast judgment on the man them like that, though, man.
See what I'm saying? Because for him, was at the pod.
No, but if you're cheating, you're taking the piss.
No, no, no. Because if we're going to have a man in conversation, he thinks all cheating is wrong. And I'm not saying it's
wrong.
I'm not saying it's not. But if you apply the man them logic to it, it's not.
No. What? That's like saying, if you apply a psychopath's logic to murder, it's not wrong. But then the murder's wrong, bro.
Yeah, but
bro,
in his mind, it's wrong though. Just to use the analogy, when he goes to court, he might not go jail. He might get sent somewhere else.
He's definitely going to jail.
No, he might go mad home. He's a psychopath. Do you know what I mean? So the sentence might not be the same, even though the crime
is. I hear you, but psychopaths really go to a mental home. I get what you're saying. You got to be mentally, like, nah.
All I'm saying, before people start thinking Taze is mad, what I'm saying is the way certain men look at cheating is not the same way women look at cheating.
Of course not, because it's not the same.
So when we apply the same logic as in regards to fucking, I just don't think it doesn't apply.
No,
some girls can do that.
I think to weigh it, I think fucking is different to men than to women and relationships. So men will fuck someone quicker than they'll give them a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get what I mean? So I think
but
using fucking someone as a man don't equate to fucking someone as a woman.
Okay.
Do you get what I mean?
And that's why I say it's even worse, because women don't fuck as easy. But then if you're fucking someone that you don't
care
about...
Worse?
Worse.
You said it's worse. You said it's even worse. What's worse?
I didn't say that.
You did.
You just did.
What?
Sorry,
I did. What I meant is in terms of the reason why, because women don't fuck as... Like, for example, if the same way women go out, if a woman goes to a rave Friday, Saturday, whatever, there's bare man that, what are you saying? Us men have to kind of move to girls to be able to get that.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine the man that went out, like, girls, and then they'll get a move to you. You wouldn't even, some of the man you wouldn't even see on the weekend. They might have dates for the whole week, next week.
Okay, wait.
So I'm saying in terms of women, they don't really chop like that. So that's why I'm saying it's weird to me, because there's a dude you don't care about that you just chop.
The reason why this doesn't...
But there's a dude that you like and you're like, no, I'm going to make him wait. That's why I'm saying it's mad to me, because it's like, shouldn't it be the other way around?
No, I just think it's mad because we're all chopping. Mm. We're not in relationships.
And
who are we chopping?
Mm.
Girls that are on it.
That's not the point.
Yeah,
but the girls rate us. That's my point.
No, but they're still chopping.
Yeah, but they rate, the thing is, they don't chop.
They might. So say like, she might more willy nilly chop someone she don't care about, and then someone she's into, she might want to make him wait and delay it.
Yeah,
like, do you get what I mean?
You don't understand that.
No, I don't. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Why doesn't it make sense?
Because say that food there was £20, yeah?
Yeah.
And then I charge you 50 for it. Are you not going to be offended that he only got to pay 20 and you paid 50?
No, you can't equate it to a monetary value.
Why? Because
what I'm saying is, if she... You're putting the importance on the fuck, is what I'm saying. She's not. The reason why she's making you wait is not because of the fuck.
No, but she's...
It's because I like you.
No, but she's putting the importance... But she's putting the importance of the fuck.
Because you're comparing it. Why is it easier for you to fuck my man? You don't like him.
I didn't say that. I'm saying that...
So you're comparing the two.
No, she's putting the importance on the fuck, because when she likes someone, she understands the value of this fuck.
Yeah.
She's like, I can't give it to my man because I like him.
Emotionally, yeah.
So I'm going to get attached. Cool, so I'm going to make him wait. But then this guy... There's no value in it with this guy. I'm just going to fuck.
And I'm talking from the perspective as the guy who has to wait now, because I'm going to be offended because he just quite quickly.
I'm understanding both sides.
But the thing is, with that one, the reason why I understand that is different, because if she, for example, if she makes you wait and she doesn't make Kid wait, but she rates Kid, I can see why she's done it, because she rates Kid. That's why she's done it. But if you don't rate Kid and you let him have it, but then she rapes you and she doesn't let you have it.
That's when it baffles me.
I understand both sides.
But that's like, say for example, someone working in Sainsbury's getting £10 an hour, and then they say to you, nah, to link me, you got to take me to this £1,000 restaurant. But your value is £10 an hour. You've sold yourself for £10 an hour here. So why is...
That's not...
So, why is your value automatically more when it comes to
it's
me?
It's not automatically more. It's I'm chancing it. And if you do, you agree. Some man will say yes, some man will say no. You see, with me, yeah, you can say whatever your standards are. You can say it all day long. Life will let you know what your standards are. You can go out and say, all I do is, all I want. I'm talking about want. What you want, yeah, and what you get is two different things.
100%.
So you can say what you want all day long. So what I'm saying is, when you're having a conversation and the girl's telling you, oh, I want to give you this, but I need you to do X, Y, Z. I'm not sitting there and finding out that, by the way, when she was with Kid, he went to a travel lodge and a quick oodles and noodles Chinese. I'm not having that convo. So I don't know what a next man did. If I find out, it still has to be from a source that I rate. Otherwise, I don't care. I'm going in based on what I want to do. So if I have to spend X amount of money and do X amount of things in order to proceed in certain places, then cool. But I'm doing what I want.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
want to do. But you see, I'm not doing what the consensus is telling me to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a girl in the ends. Let's say her name's Stacey. Mm. And everyone knows that. Listen, you see Stacey, a quick Nando's, and you're going through. If I want to go McDonald's that day, and I shout Stacey and say, yo, we're going to McDonald's, she can't tell me, no, you know my standard is Nando's. Is what I'm saying.
But she can, though.
No, no. Yeah, she can, no, but that doesn't mean I'm going.
No, I get what Taser's saying.
Yeah, I'm doing what I want to do.
Because Taser's saying, I'm not paying attention to what Mandem are doing to get this girl.
It doesn't matter what level it's on either.
I'm just doing what I want to do.
I'm doing what I want to do.
Yeah.
If you're into it, you are. If you're not, you're not. Like, so basically, the way you're saying it, is that, and this is what, and I'm not saying you, but what certain man do, they'll go into a certain establishment, and because they're in that establishment, they will assess the people in that establishment a certain way.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that. Because like you said, you could leave this rave tomorrow and she's going Sainsbury's working for £10 an hour. I'm not saying that equates to someone's value, but I'm just saying the approach that you took was because you were in that establishment. Now the next day's come, you realise she's in Sainsbury's. What, do you change your attitude?
And also, guy A and guy B are not the same dude.
Yeah.
That's a big elephant in the room. Like, a man will say, but kid only took her to here and he beat. You're not kid. She doesn't see you like she's
a
kid.
What if I rank myself more than...
No, but this brother might be, to her, in her eyes, kid might be better than this guy.
Did you say, so you can't compare.
Yeah, but I'm saying,
what if you rank yourself?
If I rank myself...
Doesn't matter what you...
Yeah, the market determines your value.
You don't determine your own value. That's the point I was trying to make.
And this is back to the point I was trying to make. Not anyone in general, like, name me a product that appreciates in value after usage.
Yeah, but that's because you're looking at it as usage. Is what
but
I'm saying.
How else can we explain this?
No. But I'm saying the man them look at when they're approaching women and use the term usage. Women don't do the same.
Or they do.
With your example, when you said in regards to the sweet spot you're in, because if you're someone that's way gone, they don't care about usage. Yeah. Or they do to a certain degree. It just can't be their cousin, mum, sister. Some girls they don't even care, depending on who the guy is. But I'm just saying, it's the way we look at usage. Yeah, some women look at it like mandem, like, you look like you've been around, I'm not interested.
No, the men and women don't care about the same things. Like, for example, a woman, if the guy's lit enough or whatever, she doesn't care about it. She doesn't care about it.
Of course.
Some women do.
But generally speaking, that's where you can see a lot of men that have had past have girls. In terms of, like, because...
But girls who have had past will get a man.
Yeah, but it depends on the value of that man, or the level of the man, I reckon.
You say that, yeah, but my point is, yeah, it's you're still basing it on who you value.
And also, remember...
Not necessarily. Sorry,
no, it is, because if you don't rate the you, but the girl's got a man, if you don't rate the you, you automatically don't rate the girl.
Yeah, because your woman...
That's what I'm saying, but it's your rate.
But if a gal is a... I don't know what a word to use, but if she's someone who's been around the block a few times, your woman is a representation of you, innit? So if that's who you're choosing to be with, you can't think highly of yourself, in my opinion.
Oh, that's how you look at it?
Yeah, I could be wrong, of course. Okay, cool. But
in terms of women, I think women view it as like, I was the one who changed him. Women like that. Like, women like that one, you know?
But it's different, though. Men are, but men are rewarded for sexual experience. There's no film of the 40-year-old virgin with a woman running around. A woman wants a man who knows what he's doing, and women like men who women like. Right, do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I suppose men do as well to a degree, but we don't want... Like, are you wifing up an OnlyFans girl?
No, but some men do want a girl that they know every man that they rate is into.
What?
That's kind of...
Oh, I thought you were supposed to say
that. Yeah, okay. You know, like, for example, a certain man would say, "Rah, what, Marv used to link her?" All of a sudden, that's driving them to kind of speak
weird,
to her.
No. That's a sicko.
No, but think about it, though. Man would say, wait, hold on.
That's a sicko.
I 100% agree. Sicko, no, wait. Hold on. I 100% agree that it's weird, but think about...
Okay.
Liking pictures.
Wait, brother, you can't think it's weird.
I don't think it's weird. Also, if you see me and Marv... No, but it depends on how you look at it. If you see me and Marv in the likes, that's the indication to you that she must be...
No, if you know me and Taser Chop, you're like...
I don't think it's weird.
You don't think that's slightly homoerotic that the fact another man is all over your woman turns you on more?
You can't call it weird, though.
So what is it?
I don't know. Maybe strange.
Peculiar,
but I don't think you can say it's weird.
It's something.
You're doing semantics, bro. It's somewhere on the spectrum, I don't know what it is yet. Somehow, somewhere.
By the way, we're all speculating based on our experiences before someone decides, these men. Now, because you know what I've noticed as well, seeing as we're speaking about our experiences as podcasters, I think some people like take clips and just listen to that clip as opposed to the whole thing. So someone will listen to this discussion now, listen to 20 seconds and immediately tarnish us. And then when they see us out, that 20 seconds is what replays in their head.
I'll do think piece.
Yeah, that 20 seconds is what replays in their head.
There? I'm just
that's praise though, man. I appreciate that. What is that, straight swine?
Look, I see red tail cut.
This is why he's in the sweet spot that he's in. Certain gal he was don't eat swine. You get me?
That's her business.
Where
did
Brett
put,
man?
To respect what's going on, bro.
Yeah, you've got you some magnums as well.
No, I love, man.
I'm saying because you don't. No, I don't know. Cheers, you don't give you your flowers or. No, I'm
thank
saying.
You, thank you.
You lot are a big deal, man. This is a big deal.
It was a wire to give you flowers.
Yeah, man's got the flowers for you, though.
So we gave you magnums to make it masculine again.
Oh, you actually bought flowers?
Yeah, serious.
Oh, sick.
This is really and truly, this is the first. This is the UK podcast. This is the number one UK. This is the reason why our podcast even exists, really and truly. Like, do you get what I'm saying? This is the first podcast of UK people that man heard that resonates with man.
Mm.
Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. And I don't think people appreciate that a lot or give you man your flowers. So I'm going to have a big you man up.
Because I'm not the kind of guy that goes out and sees people and not that. Like, yo, you do the podcast.
Nah, you've been my guy from early, man. Come on, man. We can't say it ourselves because people start saying we're arrogant.
Hello?
No, it's honesty, though, isn't it?
I guess the best way, how I say it when I go on other podcasts and they ask me, I just say, podcasts existed way before us. There's been podcasts for years, they were like 20 minutes and they were information based and all that stuff. So when we came, it was like, there was nothing like, man. Besides, obviously, Joe Budden, I'm talking about UK.
Mm.
It was nothing like, man. So it was like, if we kick this door and we do it right, we're kicking the door and bare people are going to run.
So what do you want to do next? Because I feel like you lot have completed UK podcasts.
You know, the matter thing about podcasts is like, you don't realise what you're doing until you go out and then you meet
people
and they come up to you.
I met a guy at R&B, Manny. He said he's been listening to my pod since he was 17. He's 24 now.
Russ.
He's been listening to every episode. He was telling me stuff from episode 2, 3.
It's mad, bro.
He was 17. He's 24 now. And he's like, I hope this isn't weird. I'm like, bro, you got to break it down. You've been listening to me every week for the past 7 years.
Mm.
Of course it's not weird.
It's not weird.
That
not weird.
Man. Yeah, I said, give me a hug, man. Let me take a picture. Them, it's sick.
That does something for me because otherwise I'm just someone chatting shit. Because
you wouldn't go to meet someone off EastEnders and say, oh, it's weird seeing speaking to you. Phil Mitchell or Peggy. You wouldn't say it's weird.
No, because they're being characters.
It's still them, though.
And they're acting. I hear it, but like because we're being us.
But we could be being characters, though.
Yeah, I am.
So you don't amplify certain attributes you have here. You just casually.
Nah, I downplay it,
man.
I think Taser downplayed.
And I'm a bit more, I'm just mindful of what I do say because I'm just like, with an audio ear, I'm like, someone who doesn't know me, how does this sound?
Well, have you always been like that or recently?
Maybe because I edit it. So because I edit, I kind of listen. Because sometimes like, if someone says something mad, I could look at you and be like, I know the fuck this is going to sound on audio. Like, so but I try to like not.
Do you care what people think now?
It depends on what's been said. If it's something that I didn't mean to say, then I might do.
You haven't cleaned it up properly.
But if it's something that if I get my point out properly and you still want to be a prick, then I don't care.
I think I'm a bit of a terrorist. Like, I love that. Like, I say some of my most wildest stuff on here, on like podcasts and stuff, because I know deep down, like the people in the comments, you don't give a fuck about my life.
Okay, cool. But do you say it as in it's an actual thought that you have, or do you say it because you know it's going to ride up the internet? Because I think right now, that's the issue with the internet. I understand it's coming from you.
It's mad.
But when I get onto him, everyone looks at me like I'm the bad person.
What, man can't think of? No,
that's outrageous. I'm sorry.
Two-course meal in the podcast.
Bro, it's mad, bro. And the start is in his lap as well.
I see the sauce
just dripping.
He didn't even have a beverage.
That sauce got bare E numbers.
No tissue, no wet wipes, nothing.
Sodium glue or whatever you call it. Bare MSG over there. Yo.
Imagine this better smoke shisha in his yard, you know?
What's that?
Is that good for you, for your lungs?
It's angry.
Communal pipe is not good. Pause.
Hey. Oh,
that's private,
man. When I saw Brent bring the fork to him, I said, all right, it might get a bit
sticky. Every week. He's comfortable
crazy.
Now.
That's crazy.
This is the attitude of a man.
Man's at home.
Who started the podcast wave, bro.
Yeah, you know them right there.
You don't care, man. No,
listen, I'm the pioneer. No one can't tell me
that. He's lucky I'm even fucking here.
But every time I meet girls, yeah, and they're like, you always eating. What are we talking about that? But anytime it's the pod, you're always eating.
That's why they thought it was fat.
At some point of the pod, you're always eating.
Yeah, you don't give a toss, too.
I'm hungry, man.
I've got sweets in my bag. I don't even want to drink my water.
Well, you want me to faint on the camera?
Nah, he ain't got a faint.
Man. He's got his durag on eating. He's got a robe,
bro.
On.
He's comfy, bro.
And
this is his yard.
This is brazy.
100% jacket that's on the floor. But
this is the home ground, you know?
This
is Anfield. This is the Emirates, bro.
So how long have you been podcasting?
Officially, well, we started 3.5 years ago, nearly 4 years ago.
Yeah.
I wasn't a part of it then.
Part of it basically is me and my brother Hunts. We just talk on the phone all the time, innit? Because he's older than us, innit? He's like 42. So he's like,
bro, like that.
He's like 41, sorry. So he was like,
that's
all the time.
Give or take 6 months.
What did you talk about earlier about a man?
But he's assuming that he'll be cool with
it. He says it on the internet, so he can't. Yeah,
that's his justification.
I know I said it on the internet, but I didn't say it on free show.
It's different.
It's different.
Girls, do I gotta go there?
You told me last week you were 37.
Sorry, Hans, but you're done.
How did you know?
This kid was on free shots, innit? Big platform. And then, so obviously, he's talking on the phone all the time. But like, raw. Do you know what a podcast is? I was like, no, what's that? He's like, what we're doing now, but on the internet. I said, I'm not talking on the internet. That's crazy. He's like, nah, bro, we can do this and get paid from it. I'm like, bro, this sounds mad. He's like, nah, trust me, da-da-da. Obviously, B20 was my brother from school. He used to work at my son's school. But Hunts and B20 didn't know each other. So, obviously, he's the business side of things. I was like, rah, let's try to get a studio. We basically done it the wrong way around. Instead of looking for a space to rent out, we just got our own studio with like an empty room and built everything from scratch. So obviously now I've made Hunts and B20 link each other and then it just...
Is that fire?
No, I'm just being charged.
No, that is
made them link each other. I don't know, I'm being good today. Then it just worked, bro. We did the first podcast in my brother's studio, my brother's garage, sorry. And it just worked out. But then it started slowing down because it was me that was pulling the rope. Them not messing about, bro. All the time, to get them two together, pause. It's very difficult. Obviously, me and Chinks knew each other from before.
Is it because money, time, effort? What was it?
It's just the mood they are.
I think all of it. Together.
Sometimes vision, though. If a man can't see the vision.
But he's the one that said it, though.
I hear you, but if a man can't see the vision, also remember, pods is money. If you don't see something coming in straight away.
Instant gratification.
Yeah, because remember with us, we didn't see money coming in.
That's what I'm saying, but they don't know that.
We didn't do it for money.
Of course, people with sense know that. You know what I'm saying? That's why you get rewarded, because you did it when you weren't getting anything.
But a lot of people get into podcasting now.
Thinking money straight away.
Seeing others and like, we want money straight away. And the funny thing is, it's like music now. It's like when Wiley and them were doing music, to get money out of music was a bit harder.
Whereas now
you can kind of bust off a TikTok song or like a... whatever.
You got to define bus, man. Pause. You got to define bus.
What do you mean?
Because what is bus? Like, the funny thing is, I was actually driving today and I was like, you know what? You man are coming. Remember I messaged you earlier? Whoa, you man are forwarding today. And I was thinking, I was going to basically ask you what you lot's thoughts are on a music contract and what would you sign, what would you not sign? And see if in the end, you actually make money.
Based on your understanding. Because I'm around Boost and Tef all the time and I've been to meetings with them and record deal meetings and distribution meetings and where I'm just like, bro, this is crazy.
It's techie, innit?
It's crazy.
It's not just pen to paper. And
like, it's crazy.
it's for me, though.
So what's your perspective on like music, like artist contract?
I hate the whole when the artist signs and then everything's going good, their music's everywhere and it's selling, and then when their budget's done and at the end of it they have no money, they want to blame everyone but themselves. Because at the end of the day, you got money initially.
Yeah.
At the start of this, now your money's not here no more. You want to blame other people. But as you said, you signed up to this. You didn't manage your money properly. And now you want to blame the world.
Yeah.
Like, do you get what I mean? Because if you're going to, let's say, for example, you can give me $250,000 to sign. I don't care what you're signing me for. That money alone, I know I can make that money back. You give me that, I might not even make a fucking album. You know,
but that's why I'm giving it to you.
You know what I mean? I don't care. Do something. Now I'm buying property. Okay, sue me. It's okay, through the door.
So let me. Like, you know what I mean? So let me explain it. Like,
I'll go buy Bitcoin. Like, so, you know what I mean? I'll make the money back.
So you've been signed for a mil. Yeah. Part of that mil is money that you're supposed to use to develop your music.
You're lucky if my music sees about 10 bags of that.
No.
But this is Chinks as a character.
I know. But then he's not getting signed. He's not getting signed. Is what I'm saying. But let's say he was. Because you have to deliver the album. Otherwise, you're in debt. And your debt is crazy.
I'll deliver an album. It might not be a milli's worth, but you get an album.
So,
you don't care.
In that milli,
you do whatever you want with the money. But ideally, I think what labels do, I'm not sure if they do that now, but back then they used to muscle in and basically say you got to use their engineer, you got to use their studio, and that, and
they still do,
and that's on a payroll. So where you're paying £50 a session in Brixton or wherever, they're now saying come Kensington and record your music. It's £1,000 because this engineer is top flight. But the reason why they signed you was because you was using the engineer from Brixton, which is very confusing. But obviously, glitz and glamour, all of that stuff, you get sucked in. Boom. Then your manager comes and goes, wait, hold on. You started rapping in 2018. Now it's 2023. That's 5 years of my money, my effort. I deserve a percentage now of the big money. They take that. Whoever
he
else,
does. He does, though.
Yeah, whichever, whoever else you've been working with,
yeah,
they take theirs. Whether it's the stylist. Everyone's cutting into this money now. Taxman's already taken half. So it's not a mil. It's like 500. Bear in mind, all of this has gone down. Let's say you've gone down to 100 bags. What do you do with the 100 bags? You start buying outfits. You start buying outfits. You start buying chains. You start taking them out. I'm just saying what artists do. You start.
That's silly,
you upgrade your whip, or you might nice mumsy, or your girlfriend, or your daughter, whatever the case may be. By the time you've handed over them 12 tracks or 18 tracks, your bank is on 50 bags. Mm. Then your album drops. You got to do the promo run. But your 50 bags in your account, it's not 500 bags that he was excited about. It's the 50 now. Now you got to work off that 500, essentially. But then now is when you're supposed to put in the legwork. Now you're not motivated. You don't want to wake up no more. Mm. They're telling you, yo, you got radio. You got to go on podcast. You don't want to do it because you're like, this is not making me money. Like, you need to pay off the money that you've made. Do you know what I'm saying? And then that 500 that mil that they signed you for, you have to generate
about 3 times.
No, 5 times. You have to generate 5 M's to pay back your 1 M.
Mm.
But bear in mind, you've now brought your balance to zero. Meanwhile, the labels made 4 M's.
How does that work?
That's how it works.
Yeah, that is.
How? That's how it works. Because you made back your money, and the money that you, the 20% of 80-20, the 20% that you've generated, if it's an 80-20 contract, you pay off your debt on your 20.
And you still,
I'm still taking my 80.
They're still taking 80. You still got to pay off a little bit from the 20.
You got to pay off your 20.
You would have agreed to that in your contract. Yeah. So the percentage of your revenue earn back.
Yeah.
The percentage is mine.
But it's only generated based on everyone's money. So, you can make a meal, you've only paid off 200 bags.
Like Drake's got a 360 record deal, yeah?
You sure?
That means they make money from everything he does.
Everything.
But because he makes so much money, he don't care.
But I feel like, I get what you're saying, but Drake's deal's a bit different though, because he had the power to say like, this is the terms and conditions. But the deal maybe he had before, Birdman maybe, but the new deal.
I don't think the new deal will be something that he would dictate anyway. I think it'll be what you said.
I think the majority,
they give you a lump
UK,
money up front.
I don't think they'll take a 360 deal.
It depends on how much money you give them up front.
But I'd take a 720 deal. I don't care. Give me my money. I'll make it work. You get what I'm saying?
They wanted to make money from everything you
do. I've turned £30 into 90 on the streets. You know that way there? Give me my money.
No, but then also, you got to look at the value
of
what you're doing. So if
in terms of?
So, if, for example, I give you a tenner, but then the tenner means... No, every time I give you a tenner to do whatever you're doing, you've generated me £100. At some point, you're going to be like, hold on, I need more piece of this pie.
Yeah, once I go around the track a few times, but if I'm starting with zero, which people like to forget, that I invested this 10 in you to do something, there was no guarantee for me to get back my
So how 10. Much should I get? How much is worthy of me getting back? What's a good deal?
Until I'm...
That's the conversation.
Until I've...
No, it's not. No, it can't be until you have, because the percentage I'm putting in the contract before you have is 80-20.
Yeah, but then I'm not going to...
You could put a time constraint. I said, all right, cool, let's fuck with this contract for 3 years.
Yeah, but after a while, if you see that I'm continuously making you this money...
You're making me more money than you're taking. Remember, you're making me £100, you're sticking to a tenner.
Then after a while, I don't need you no more.
Who? As in the artist?
So if you give me a tenner and I make 100 5 times, I've still got those... So what, I don't get nothing?
You get £50.
It depends on how you want to negotiate the next contract.
Say for every 100 I make you, I get a 20. After 5 goes round, I got my own 100. I don't need you no more. And if you want to go to contracts, cool, take me to court.
No. You're getting caught and you're losing whatever 100 you thought you had.
But you got to get it, though.
You signed the contract.
I'm not going nowhere.
Nah, listen.
I don't know why you think you can go somewhere once you've signed a contract. But you could disappear.
But you know, the real companies, like, they've got a legal team in the same building. They just got to walk downstairs and say, yeah, let's do it. Press a button. Cool.
When I started driving, I got bare fines. Bear, I probably racked up about 20 bags worth of fines. You think I've paid anything?
I mean,
you think I'm going to pay anything? Do you know what I mean? Catch me.
Unless your child support
and it gets garnished from my wages, you ain't seeing nothing.
They got to catch
your
car.
And if you're going to take it from my wage, I got an angle grinder. If you're going to take it from my wages, I won't get paid into my bank account.
I will find an actual character.
It's not even about the money. It's about like authority and defiance. I will find a way to not get you your money. I'm that petty. I'll blow up my own app. I'll spoil my own life to spite you.
Okay, cool.
I don't care.
Yeah.
You're not going to do that to me. There's no way. I've already made you your money back.
Even though you broke the rules.
Yeah, cool. I hear you. I broke the rules, but there needs to be renegotiation.
But you broke the rules, though. I didn't tell you to rack up these fines.
In terms of what?
Your car fines.
I talked about the record labels.
Some of them fines, fuck them, man.
Yeah, you're taking the mick, man.
You're taking a piss.
No, obviously, I hear that. In certain places, I'm just like, what? Why am I paying?
Do you know what I mean?
I hear it. But in regards to the record label, some of them can negotiate if it's one of them things where it's like, it's affecting your health sometimes. They're like, what do you mean?
I'm mentally stronger than that.
No, but I'm saying that's some of the excuses artists have used to get out of their contract. Is what I'm saying.
Oh, so if you're
that's how
game,
far, no, I'm yeah, saying that's yeah, how far yeah, they've yeah. had to go because some contracts, like just because you said, yeah, he signed it, it doesn't mean the contract was cool.
Yeah, mental health. mental health.
This contract is fucked, bro. But because I signed it, I should do everything that's in it. No,
you see, like if you lot also get a mad crazy deal, don't wait, dude, you know, got ready. Yeah? But let's say Haribo said we're gonna give you $5 million.
Who?
Haribo.
Oh, Haribo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're gonna give you $5 million. You lot gotta stick together.
Mm.
You gotta do things a certain way. It's not against the grain, but it's what you lot already doing. And let's say,
brother, you ain't even gotta say the rest.
Man. Yeah, that's
man,
what
man would take a bath and star mix.
No way.
You know them way.
Like Tupac.
Keith says no, I'm not with it.
Why is he saying no?
I don't know. For some reason he's
saying
no.
I need to know why he's saying no.
Why?
No, I need to know why he's saying no, because you can't do without Keith.
Yeah, you can't do without Keith.
Yeah. Someone has to kidnap Keith.
That's how you feel.
Until the deal's signed, someone's got to kidnap Keith.
I'm just saying, how you feeling? It's going to say, right, you have a part ways with Keith, or.
I just think it's all dependent on why he's saying no.
So, what would be acceptable for him to say no to $5 million for you? Because there's nothing for me.
Nothing for me, bro.
I don't care what you say.
No, there's nothing. He can leave if he doesn't want to do this deal.
Okay.
If I want to do the deal and he doesn't want to do it, but the deal's contingent on him doing it, there's nothing I can do.
Unless Keith's doing it, the deal's off.
Yeah, there's nothing I can do.
Keith better play ball.
The deal is off. We need all three of you.
We have to figure out why Keith... But that's what they do with boy bands and girl bands. I can guarantee there's a lot of artists that didn't want to be in a boy or girl band. But at the time, that was the most appealing deal. But then one day they probably knew, I'm going to go solo. Let me ride this.
Pause.
For two, three years, and then go solo. But then what might happen is, as a boy band or as a girl band, you go through the music business and you realize I don't even want to do this solo.
Yeah, that's what leads me to say, what's you lot's next? You lot have done it all, basically.
I don't think we've done it all.
What do you want a TV show?
It's not even that. I just don't think we've done it all. Like, you can think that sometimes, but then someone else will do something. You're like, we ain't done that.
Like, it's modesty because I feel like we've completed UK podcasting being aired.
And we ain't exactly. This is the top level. You know what I mean? I'm good. Now you can be. What a record you from, brother? You know me, man. Stop being silly.
Okay, cool.
Now,
so what?
You know me, bro.
Stop being silly. What you could argue is that Free Shots is one of the pillars of black podcasting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then we're not the only black podcast.
I don't have the term black though.
No, but I have to be.
Yeah, but what if you're
UK?
No. The reason why I don't want to say UK is because even though I would agree with someone saying that there's people all over the world listening to us.
But what if we generate the most views and the most revenue?
No, I'm just saying.
I'm saying that they're still invested in something that Free Shots is a part of.
100%. But
and that part of it, we're important, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but you know what it is. I feel like someone said it on TV the other day, and he was like, people talk about black excellence and it's like, what you've done, has it been done by other people? If yes, then it's not excellence. Like, for example, saying that black doctors, like, brother, there's bare doctors. I'm not saying going to medical school is not an achievement, but there's other colours and other people doing it. So why is it black excellence?
Yeah.
So what I'm trying to say to you is, I want us to get out of the mindset of one of the biggest black podcasts. Yeah, cool, it is, but one of the biggest podcasts full stop in the UK, bro. Like, we were one of the first to sign at Spotify as an original, bro. Black, Asian, whatever colour, we done it. Like, we sold Royal Albert Hall. Like,
this is what I'm saying.
Forget black people. Like, it's just, so this whole, we pigeonhole ourselves and it's like, no, within the community in general, in terms of the UK, we've done our thing.
Yeah, but I'm not saying
you're wrong for it because I would normally say it, but it's like, when I'm thinking about certain things, being said in language, linguistics and that. It's like, nah, I don't know, but
I also like that because in...
The two things can be right at the same time.
Yeah, I know, but to give you a different perspective, for example, yeah, I wouldn't want you two to ever get an opportunity to go on TV and then change because you think white UK is looking at you. I want you to still be who you are because that's the reason why you got on TV.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying.
I definitely will.
So when you go on TV, you're representing me.
To a degree.
No, but he's my brethren. He's representing.
No, I'm saying, but no, to a degree.
No, I don't stand for everything he's going
to
say.
Yeah, I was about to say. But it's never
like, I don't know why social media makes it seem as that. Like, if I retweet what you said, yeah, all of a sudden your previous tweet, I agree with.
No, I'm talking about if kid goes, I'm talking about if kid goes on this morning, like,
it says fuck them kids. Alright, that's his fault.
That's my point.
But I don't mean because Taze is
bridging. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, but on
they'll definitely bring you down with me.
I know.
On his pod, for example,
Taze black. If someone
says something, he might say, "I fuck them kids." But then if he's on ITV or this morning,
he wouldn't say that.
You wouldn't say fuck these kids, and then you'd be like, "Yeah, this is how I was before. This is what you wanted. You got me." Like,
it's a bit ignorant.
You can't really. That argument doesn't. I get. It sounds nice in theory. But you have to code switch depending on where you are. If I go to a Christmas party for Acast or Spotify or whatever, yeah, I can bust joke, but it's not going to be the same joke that I bust here because it's not the same people. Like, because there's not an understanding
you're not the majority.
It's nothing to do with the majority. It's to do with...
No, it is, because if you went Summer of Love, you could bust the joke you were going to bust.
No, not even then I can't because there might be ladies there, for example, that don't get the humour of the man then. Like there might be man them that are not my man them that I don't want to crack joke with you.
No, you know what it is, because I think podcast. This is why podcasting is sick and it's dangerous here, because the way I'm talking to you like here is the way I would talk to you off camera.
Yeah,
because we have like a comfortability between us.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have this conversation or certain conversations just with everyone everywhere.
Yeah. No. But also I think, and again, I don't want to say that we're the first, but this is something that we definitely did. I think flew over everyone's heads and they didn't really realise.
Mm.
We had chemistry before we started podding.
Hundo.
Mm. Whereas a lot of people just came together and said, oh, you're good at talking, let's go in the room and talk. It doesn't. Mm. We have the chemistry from day one.
Mm. Yeah.
And then you've witnessed it develop, highs, lows. Like, it's an actual friendship on the mic.
Yeah. Mm.
Whereas some people, it's not like that. They just go to work and they just chat. They don't even know what my man's done last week.
It don't hit the same.
Yeah, obviously, you hear it.
This is like, bro, this is what we talk about.
Yeah.
Like within us, and it's like, oh yeah, so man will see certain things that, okay, so boom, it's not just me.
Mm.
Or like, all right, so boom, I agree with my man on this point, or in this structure, I'm that guy, or I'm
or
I'm
even
that
or
guy.
Even
yeah,
like
a lot of people do that. Whenever they meet you, they'll always tell you who their favorite is.
Mm.
Like, yeah, the brother I met said his favorite
without,
was Marv.
Without them even knowing. Like, so, and they don't mean, like, sometimes some people can be a bit rude, but generally speaking, more times it's like, oh, I love Taser, or Marv, you're my favourite, or...
It's just based on who they gravitate to.
Mm.
Like, I'll give you an example, yeah. So when when Phoebe left the receipts, and there's a lot of people that probably new fans that don't even know that there used to be a fourth one, yeah. When she left, yeah, she said to me, basically she didn't like the limelight, if I can speak for her. That wasn't her thing. I mean, and it got to the point where we were looking at it as, well, we're going closer to the limelight, so... Mm. You might want to get off the bus now before we get closer to our destiny. Do you know what I mean? It was that kind of vibe. It was no, I wouldn't say there's any animosity. That was the belly of the incident at the time. Yeah. But she had an issue with the fact that she wasn't, let me not say she had an issue. She made a comment where she said, yeah, but I don't see the praise. But I was like, no, the people that fuck with you are just like you.
Mm.
They're not loud.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you're gonna be missed.
No, 100%. Yeah.
So the people that champion you, they're probably just like you. And if you're not someone who's loud and screaming at the rooftops about what you're working on, they're probably just there, but they're still paying attention.
I never saw it that way.
Yeah, they're still paying attention. Mm-hmm. And when she did finally leave, Bear Girls were like, oh my God, you were my favorite. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, that's when she saw it.
Don't you get that? Because like I say some outlandish stuff, yeah. And then you can go in the comments and I'm getting abused, like slandered. But then man then will see me and be like, oh, you're the truth, you know. And I'm like, tag that in the fucking comments.
But you wouldn't go in the comments.
Do you know what
exactly.
I mean? That's why I said I never see it. Because
you want to go in the comments and defend someone, you'd be like, that's what he said, fuck that.
When we got Brum the other day, you got to think of
what your people are like. It's exactly that. I see it with no behaviour.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When we was in Brum the other day, shout out to the, what's his name, Soldier.
Oh, big up Soldier.
Bro, those are you, yeah? He's like, brother, I watch you that's podcast, bro. I'm trying to do the accent.
That one's alright.
That was alright.
I watch you, my podcast.
That's it. And he's like, I gotta take a picture, you know. Like, why would I not take a picture? I watch you all the time. I was like, nah, love, bro. I appreciate that. I was thinking, this is how I need to be a bit more. Because even the members at No Behaviour, no, was it No Behaviour you lot show? I was like, bro, Mo, we're all taking a picture. Let's get a picture.
Yeah, our show. I'm upstairs.
See the old me?
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
Stush.
I'm seeing you. I'm saying, what's that podcast shoot still?
But you know what's mad though? I get that because, like, I said it to Loons the other day, yeah, because we went to Castillo's show and I went there with one of my day ones, yeah, that I grew up with. And I feel like because of the podcast and obviously what I'm doing now, people forget where I'm from. So when I come out with them, they're just like the man them. So I said to Loons, this is my Loons. Every foolishness that you say, he would be the one that says it. That's why I understand you. And Loons met him and he was like, you know what? I hear you, man. I've got a man like Chinks as well. I mean, when I went out for my boy's birthday the other day, and he was there and he was basically, this is what he said to me.
I need to meet him.
He said to me, nah, you don't want to meet him. He's buff. He's a wild cannon. How can he say
that's
to
my
me?
Type of people.
How can he say to me, Taser, be honest, yeah? Like, see this blue tick here? You're flying them in, innit? I said, what? Flying what in?
You know what it means.
He said, the chickens, man. I said, but I ain't flying in no chick. What are you talking about? He said, come on, man. The gallon, bro. Stop lying. I said, bro, I'm not like that. He's looking at it as, bro, if I had a blue tick and was living the way you're living, I'm flying them in every day. And I'm like, so what are you doing? Brother, I can't even share what this guy is getting. I'll tell you off the camp. Yeah. What this guy gets up to, I'm like, that's why they didn't give you money.
Yeah, Wes always says that to me. Money. You couldn't give me money, bro, I'd be a terrorist.
You're going to move mad. Yeah,
I'd pay men to do push-ups while I kick them in the face. They couldn't give me money, really. I'd have the braziest security just moving mad. Yeah, that's crazy.
Hey. It's so
bad. Yeah,
I said, press that so I get kicked in the face.
Yeah, you
can't. And remember, it's the same with girls as well. Girls will say that, oh, when I get money, I won't change. Yeah, when they get money,
it amplifies the vision.
100% amplifies it.
I had the vision to definitely that, to do something that I enjoy on camera. That sounded crazy.
Yes, I'm poor.
That sounded mad.
Well, OnlyFans coming
out. I was going to say the same thing. That's another thing as well. When you're doing a podcast for so long, you start like the humor and the jokes, it's just like, you start thinking like each other sometimes.
100%.
It's mad because it sounds like Taser will say something, or I'm about to say it, and the Taser like, I was about to say that. It's mad.
Like, imagine if I like woke up one day and I became woke, and like I'm on the pod, and everything Marv says is offending me.
That's brilliant.
The pod won't last. He's not going to get to be able to be himself. I won't be able to be myself because every time he speaks, he annoys me. I'm feeling uncomfortable by the way he's talking about certain things. It's just going to be long. Like, it's just dead. Like, what is that?
You know, it's funny because we have that, yeah. And I don't think the other two on our pod do because we have this thing, you know, like them man and they're like, blessings, king. Like, them type of man,
and they're all highly
sponsored.
That's an empress.
Empress divine.
And these times you owe your dealer for a 3-5 and you're this highly sexy, high vibrational man. Anytime we see someone with dreadlocks talking knowledge, you just look at each other.
When you see one got rap, man's like this. The man just starts laughing.
Hey.
Yeah. But yeah, we definitely got a good balance on our podcast though, 100%.
That video you posted the other day, yeah. It's
killing me. C6.
Nah, not even that one. The one I tagged you lot in. You lot were speaking in code, but I just understood what you lot were talking about.
What one was that again?
Oh, it's a fight.
Oh yeah, no, I think that was Simon.
Yeah,
for real. That was bait though, man.
Now you say that, but some people don't understand.
Some people don't understand. Big up Chizzo, man. Chizzo's even the reason I met you, man. So big up Chizzo.
Shout out Chizzo.
Man's people.
Chizzo's a plug for a lot of people. Even there's what guy was it? The rapper. And he was talking about guns and he was saying like my nine. He said I got a thing for girls, my 9, my 18, and something. But he was talking about different guns.
Or battle rapper?
No, not battle rapper. Like a rapper.
I think I might have heard that.
Yeah. But then a lot of people in the comments were like, oh my God, he's so disgusting. He's talking about little girls. It's like, no, brother. Mm. He's talking about guns, 9mm, 12mm, whatever. But people thought he was actually talking about, you know, like it's, you know, Tupac, me and my girlfriend. Actually talking about a gun. Mm. It's not talking about an actual girl. Mm.
You are now listening to the 3 Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser Black.